KMAN, it's 67 degrees.
This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. This is Nick McNamara stepping in for Brandon Peoples. He's off on good dad duty, so I'll be stepping in for the hour. Coming up later, we'll have Manhattan Area Technical College President Jim Jeanette in studio. But before them, in studio with me now are some folks from the Manhattan Ogden USD 383. Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and Board Member Daryl Eady are here. Gentlemen, thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Nick.
Thanks for having us, Nick.
And, of course, we're going to be talking about tonight's upcoming Board of Education meeting. That's 6:30 p.m. in the Robinson Education Center. And, first of all, how's your guys' morning going? Pretty good. It's a little cloudy out.
A little cloudy. I'm kind of watching that. You know, you always got to watch the storms. Typically, it comes when we're dismissing or dropping off in the morning. So hopefully we can get through that.
Well, we also have to watch for our field trips because I know we have one at the Conza today and one tomorrow. And
we do.
So that's always fun, too. So.
My daughter's out today. I think Daryl's out there tomorrow. Same trip.
Yeah, an outdoor field trip today. Oh, that could throw some wrenches in it for sure. Let's cross our fingers on that rain holding off for a little bit.
It'll be great if it doesn't rain.
Yeah, definitely.
Perfectly overcast.
It'll be a perfect day for it, yeah. Wait till 3:30, then it can rain.
If it rains, you're exposed.
You know, 3 o'clock is usually the height for rain activity due to the temperature, I believe. That sort of picks up a lot of the activity, at least for stormy weather, so... Hopefully it'll stick. Hopefully that'll be true, and it'll just wait till then. But coming up tonight is the Board of Education meeting, as I mentioned a little bit previously. And why don't we just get into it? If you have any special recognitions you want to jump into right away, we can go ahead and get through those.
We've got a couple recognitions. I'm starting out with Deidre Braxmeyer, who is named a Kansas Master Teacher. I'm really proud of Deidre representing our district in that capacity, and that's a statewide organization put out through Emporia. So. Really proud of her. She's a wonderful teacher, wonderful addition to our staff. She's been great for a long time. And then we also have two students from Northview, Jacob Larson and Madeline Rural, I'm trying to say that correctly, that were recognized for a Explore a Vision competition. They're fifth graders, and they did a lot of work on their project, and we're recognizing them tonight for that.
Fantastic. Good to hear. And I also do know that you've recently announced your 2019-2020 Teachers of the Year as well.
We did, and I don't know if I have a... Do we have a list in the packet?
I believe it's Noah Bush and Kelly Carmody.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That was on an email, but yes, Kelly Carmody at the elementary level and Noah Bush at MHS East is where Noah is, and they both do a great job. My son's actually in Miss Carmody's class this year, so he gets the great benefit of that, and Mr. Bush is awesome, just awesome, some of the things he does.
And can you talk a little bit about the program and sort of how that program works out through the Kansas Teachers of the Year program as well?
Mm-hmm. Well, some of it, you know, you're nominated by your peers, and they're gone to all the information is sent to a committee. Of course, they have a big packet of information they have to send in, why you nominate, and then the person who's being nominated also has to send in a bunch of information of, you know, some of their history, what they believe about teaching, how they believe in teaching, different things like that to the committee. And then the committee goes through and selects.
And the Teacher of the Year, specifically, and Kansas Master Teacher, two separate, but they're both kind of led in our district by our KNEA Teachers Association. So each building has a nominee for Teacher of the Year. And that's one process they'll go through to name, and then they take all the collective. There'll be a Teacher of the Year for every building, and then those will go up to a district, and that group will select somebody for the district at the elementary and secondary level who'll go on. And Kansas Master Teacher is even probably a little more extensive too, and the portfolio they have to put together and justification on their application on the state level is pretty impressive. It's a lot of work, but I think most people have told me it's a great process to go through. It's a great reflection of usually a veteran career and really what makes them good. They have to break it down in their portfolio, which is always good for us because we can pass that on to somebody else.
And just based on the things you've said, and as well as just an outpouring of comments and likes on our Facebook article from when we published that, it seems like they're two really deserving teachers, too.
Absolutely.
Well, I think there's several of our teachers are deserving. These two this year are really outstanding and really do a great job, and we really appreciate all of our teachers. But, you know, it's great when they get recognized by their own peer group. That's that's so great. And the state one, I think this is our 29th. master teacher, something like that.
It's a lot.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Talking here with Manhattan Ogden USD 383 board member Daryl Eady and assistant superintendent Eric Reed. We're previewing tonight's Board of Education meeting. And there's, as I said earlier, it's a pretty busy meeting. There's a lot on it. Let's just jump right into possibly that refinancing item on the agenda for the 2009 bond. I understand that that's going to save a bit of money for the district.
Yeah, periodically from time to time when interest rates go up and down, when they get to our favor, sometimes it's our advantage to refinance those bonds. And we've done that multiple times since I've been here. And this savings on this bond should save our taxpayers about $100,000, a little more than that. It's good. It's a good thing. We're always looking out for our financial advisors are always looking out, kind of giving us a heads up. Hey, it looks like the interest rates are going down on this series of bonds. We might be in a favorable position to do that.
And what goes into that process? Is there any sort of qualifications or potential hang-ups that'll come along with that, or is it pretty straightforward?
It's pretty straightforward. They have all our information. You know, they have our bond rating. They know how it all works. They just tell us when the time comes up, and then we kind of crunch the numbers. We kind of look back and forth. Is it worthwhile for us to do? And a lot of the times it is, you know, when we're saving taxpayer money. I know we pad a lot of money on those bonds. Whenever we can save six figures, that's a great thing.
Yeah, how important will that $100,000 be, Daryl?
Well, anytime we can save taxpayers' money is a big deal. And we do have a minimum kind of scenario of how much we'll save the taxpayers, because, you know, it doesn't do any good if you only do that $20,000. But $100,000 or something like that, or even more, we've done in the past, you know, it saves on the mill levies and everything else. So that's great for our taxpayers, and we're able to do those favors is for them. Helps us do other bond issues like what we're going through right now.
Yeah, and probably the biggest thing is what it does on the 2009 series. It allows us to pay them off earlier, which is always good because then you're not paying the interest.
And I imagine that might help out a little bit with the current bond, or is that just those funds will be separate and no worries?
They're separate.
All right. Yeah. Sounds good. Fair enough. And there's also a parking study going on. I understand there's been a lot of talk about parking lots for teachers around the district. There's been a little bit of inadequacies there.
Yeah, parking was identified on our bond issues. So we wanted a little more information to go forward with. So we kind of organized a study to be taking place to give some recommendations. So really what it'll come down to on a lot of our projects that identify parking will be where it comes from. You know, how much do you want to depend on street parking? How much area do you want to take? With a lot of our, especially elementary schools, we're landlocked. But how much of that playground do you want to take up for parking? Or do you want to depend on off-street parking? And we want those decisions to be made at the local level and then build up to the Board of Education. We don't think the board should be making those decisions until it gets to that process is completed and it gets to them. But yeah, we just needed an idea to work on about how many spots we needed. So we've got this group coming in. She's going to give her presentation. I'm sure she's going to take some questions because there's a lot to that study, definitely.
Well, the great thing about the study was we were able to get it done before we actually do any of the current bond expansion projects. So it's going to help us in that planning stage as well and getting things going forward. And some of this is flexibility. You know, okay, this day of the week, I need 100 parking spaces, but this day of the week, I only need 30. So it's how we can be flexible within all that. We've done that at a couple of the other schools, like Marlette being an example. So we can expand and then use as much as we can without really interfering into the neighborhoods, because we want to be good neighbors.
Yeah.
So it really helps us in those areas.
And teachers do park for a long period of time as well when they're there. And I believe we have a caller on the line. So, caller, thanks for calling in. Go ahead. You're on In Focus.
Question on the bonds. What's the total indebtedness of the school board, and also what's the bond rating of USD 383?
I don't know if I have that off the top of my head, but I can kind of give you a ballpark. With the last bond issue, we're right around $200 million debt with that. Our bond rating is an A++, I believe.
That's correct.
Thank you, Daryl.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for that call. All right. Yeah. And where did we leave off? Parking study.
Parking study.
Yes. You mentioned that you want some of these discussions to be had by the local decisions made by the local level. What are some of the things you're hearing from the surrounding communities around these schools?
Well, I We'll hear that they have a parking issue, but you also hear when you start talking about, okay, this is the space we have available, so this is where we can get parking, then maybe we're not so sure about doing that. And the way we have the bond set up is there's an amount allocated for each building for that, and we accounted for parking in there too. So, you know, when TR has, when their time comes up, I think a conversation needs to happen at TR. Okay, what do we want to do? This is the number of slots we think we need. This is amount available on street parking. This is what we can do on campus, but do we want to? Do we want to make those choices? Like I said, everybody wants parking space until it's going to cut into play areas. And a lot of our places, that's the only thing. So we want those recommendations coming from that group when our architects and contractors and probably PTO people, teachers, parents, administration from each of those buildings get together to tackle the issues of their specific campus to give recommendations that will come up ultimately through the board.
Well, there's a lot of different parts, too. I mean, just like when we're dealing with Eugene Field, when we're redoing all that for the early childhood stuff, there's a lot of discussion that's already happened and things we can see of different ways we can actually improve parking there. And even at Lee School, how we can redo some busing and parking there. So some of that's already started coming up, and that's thanks to our architects and engineers.
So there's more discussions to be had in the future on a lot of these developments, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely.
I sure hope so, because I don't have it totally mapped out yet.
It takes us a while.
Yeah, it sounds good. I think it's time for our first break of the morning. When we come back, we'll continue previewing tonight's Manhattan-Ogden USD 383 Board of Education meeting here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
The K-Man Morning Show is brought to you by Manhattan Meat Market. Stop by Manhattan Meat Market today and put the best of Kansas on your grill.